I have to enjoy it as well. And the segment of the show that I liked was, one of the segments of the show that I liked was Art Griego talking about being a pilot and being scared to death of flying. And that all pilots are afraid of flying. You've heard that bit. We've done it a million times. And it really worked well on stage. As Art was talking about this, it was, I'd say that worked really well. Jay Sanos worked well. A lot of the characters, some of the characters that I didn't have prepared shit for, like Harvey Wireman and Margaret, because I didn't think I was going to need it. Obviously, that's not going to be as smooth, but I think just how weird the fucking character. And plus, we had such a nice little cadre of fans there. It was not a really, we didn't have a big crowd, but I don't know, maybe the club was, you know, a third full, something like that. But it's a great club, and I blame myself for that. We didn't get the word out early enough for that. But here's the thing. We are going to woo, as Margaret would say. We're going to be linking these things on a homepage in a much, much more expeditious manner, and we're also going to be plugging the fuck out of it on the air, which, you know, I wasn't doing, and, you know, it's all kinds of shit fell through the cracks of this last 30 days. Not to mention the fact that behind-the-scenes shit, that business shit that I'm not, you know, that I got to get my ass act together on. I was looking for the Blue Apron. I got the Blue Apron copy here. I got the Mike Birbiglia copy. God damn it. Let me look and see here, dude. Shit. Motherfucker. Italy declares state of emergency. That's rough. And I got to tell you something about earthquakes. I've lived through just enough earthquakes to know what earthquakes are really scary, which are the ones, every one of them gets your attention. Okay, so that's not really surprising, okay? Print, is this next week? Okay. They all get your attention. But, there we go. Okay, this is what I was looking for. Yeah, man, this is what I was looking for here, man. Come on, motherfucker. Fuck. I gotta look and see this. Oh, man. All right. Is that the same DraftKings copy as last week, or is it a different piece of copy? Right. All the king's horses. All the king's men. The fuck, man? Alright, dude. Where the fuck is Film Arcade? I gotta do two Film Arcade. No, there's only three, so I gotta do one Film Arcade. And I need to do, two DraftKings and a Blue Apron. Yeah, because I've done three already. Fuck if I know, man. All right, so there is DraftKings. Now, where's my Film Arcade? I'm gonna look for that. I was gonna tell you guys, Poncho is back from the doctor. We took Poncho in. Our black and white cat, the guy, you've seen him. Poncho's a tough dude, man. He's a tough, tough dude. And he's 10 years old. It's not really old, but it's getting up there, you know, for a cat. Poncho is diabetic now. We find that he's diabetic. And I just gave him his first insulin shot about an hour ago. And about 50 minutes ago. Now, let me look here. Hold on for just a goddamn minute, everybody. Goddamn son of a bitch. I got more fucking shit here. Where the fucking hell? Oh, my God, that fucking goddamn commercial I gotta finish. Mosul's secret resistance against ISIS. Where is... Phil Henry's schedule. Where's the copy, Jack? Here it is. Here it is. All right, thank fucking God, man. That's Blu-ray, but Film Arcade. Got it. Got it. Got it, man. All right, good. Definitely got to get my shit together with this thing, man. I got a lot of shit tomorrow. I got to talk to... This is a fucking week that... I just got through this week, and I'm like, oh, now there's more shit I got to think about, you know? You know, this movie, Hands of Stone, and it's good that they're... it's good that they're doing a movie about Roberto Duran. But Roberto Duran, during his heyday, was not a particularly popular fighter here in the United States. And it had nothing to do with the fact that he was from Panama or any shit like that. He was a nasty motherfucker. Roberto Duran was a nasty motherfucker. His public persona was of the bad guy. And you couldn't help but, you know, dislike the guy. You know, if you were, for instance, a Sugar Ray Leonard fan, which I was, Sugar Ray Leonard was the All-American guy, and here's Roberto Duran, the Hands of Stone, and the No Mas fight where he just gave up was a fucking black mark on his career that I don't believe he ever survived. He'd been talking all kinds of shit before the fight. He'd been talking all this tough-ass shit. And Sugar Ray Leonard came in there and beat his ass with just pure fucking boxing skill. And not only that, fucked with him, you know. You probably have seen in the movie trailer where Duran did this and then hit him with a fucking jab. I mean, he mocked, he made fun of, he fucked with Roberto Duran. He made Duran look like a punk. And up to that point, Duran was, you know, the Hands of Stone. He had beat the living shit out of Kenny Buchanan. He pretty much had his way. And I think he intimated things about, you know, Sugar Ray Leonard's sexuality, all kinds of shit. So this movie, no doubt, it's talking about the, you know, Roberto Duran's very long, hard path to the lights, you know, to the very tip-top of the boxing world. There's no question it was an admirable life accomplishment, you know. But his persona and the man that he presented to the sports fan, to the boxing fan, was a man who was dismissive. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying he was a bad guy, okay? But he cultivated the image of a bad guy, the bad guy image. And and was a very fierce fighter. You know, the really fierce fighter. So, I think it'll be an interesting movie to watch. You know, obviously he's, you know, there's a lot of the story to tell there. But I remember when he lost to Sugar Ray Leonard, I was watching that fight at the Steerburger in Arcadia. The Steerburger was a big fucking bar, a burger joint, I guess. I mean, I never had anything to eat there, but it was a huge ass, like in the old days, you know, these big ass fucking saloons where you'd walk in and they're serving beer. They might even been serving, you know, liquor. I don't know. And they're serving up hamburgers and big, like huge tables. You'd sit there and just eat burgers and drink beer and watch widescreen TVs everywhere. And they had this fight on. And I remember these guys, these rednecks, these fucking rednecks. And this joint was packed with rednecks because this was out on the eastern edge of Arcadia, California, which is, you know, in those days it was a lily white suburb, but out in the eastern part of L.A. County. And eastern L.A. County is redneck as fuck. Eastern L.A. County is redneck as fuck, and it's old white generations and generations and generations of Californians living out there. So you go to a bar out there, and you're watching Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard. The guy everybody in there was pulling for, everyone in that place was pulling for Roberto Duran. I didn't say shit. You know, I was pulling for Sugar Ray Leonard. And I'll never forget this motherfucker in the bathroom. I went in there to take a piss. And this guy comes in to take a piss. And this is white people. And I don't think there's any, you know, denying it. And he's going, God damn, fuck. This was no moss. You know, this guy gave up. And this fucking guy said, I wouldn't let that fucking nigger beat me like that. This stupid motherfucking white guy, about 5 foot nothing, you know, a little piece of shit. He was pissed. He obviously lost a lot of money on the fight. God damn, I can't fucking believe that. I wouldn't let that nigger beat me like that. I'll never forget that motherfucker saying that. And of course, when you're in the bar and you're in the head and everybody's fueled up and everybody's, you know, rock and roll. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I just kind of hung in there with that one. I picked my fucking battles in this world, man. That wasn't the time to fight the racial epithet war, you know, because God knows how many other motherfuckers were coming in and out of that can. But everybody in that joint, I remember, for the most part, all fucking white working class guys from Monrovia, which is the next town over, Duarte, all of these little working class, pretty much working class towns. Every one of them were Duran fans. Because there's a lot of Hispanic people out there. And you find yourself, if you're a bigot and a, you know, piece of shit, that you're more often than not going to pull for a Hispanic fighter than you will a black fighter. Except for guys like Phil Hendry, who, you know, always fucked the party up. You know, oh, what's the problem, Phil? Fuck you. You know, Anyway, look at this. Doug Flutie on TV coaching softball. Bill Flutie, Doug's older brother. Look at this guy, Bill Flutie. I don't know this guy. Here's Doug at bat playing on some fucking softball team. All right, man. The Film Arcade, Don't Think Twice, copy points. I don't know what, you know. And then I have Blue Apron. And let me see this thing. Jesus Christ. Where are we at? All right, so I was telling you, you know, Poncho is diabetic. And we had him in. I had him into the doctor actually yesterday. So he said, bring him in. We got his blood test back. This was the first physical that we gave Poncho since he got out of the hospital. And he was in the hospital, as you know. He got this treatment for his thyroid condition, which is precancerous. And that's under control, which is really good news. And the doctor said, yep, it's cool. You know, his levels are good. His blood work was good, except for he's got a fucking sugar level through the thing, so he's diabetic. And it ain't the kind of diabetes you beat with diet. She said, the doctor said to me, now, he has to have insulin, but the insulin could knock it down. It could put it into remission. And we've seen that before. The insulin will put the diabetes in remission, and it stays in remission for anywhere from a short time to a very, very long time, like years. She said, but it always comes back. Always comes back, and you have to be ready to get back onto the insulin. So I'm like, I'm taking all this shit in. And then she says, all right, now, this will be daily injections, twice a day in the morning and in the evening when he eats breakfast, or when he eats his first meal, second meal. He's got to have something in his stomach. He's got to have some, you know, something in his system, because what this insulin does is it's, you know, regulating blood sugar. You don't want him to be on an empty stomach where the blood sugar is liable to just go crashing into hypoglycemia, which could be very dangerous too. All this stuff is being laid on me. And she says, here's how you give the shot. Now, I used to work for a veterinarian way back when I was just out of high school. I actually had a job for a year as a veterinarian's assistant. I was a kennel boy, and then I was the veterinarian's assistant. And I learned how to give a subcutaneous, which is where you know how dogs and cats have that loose skin? You lift it up, you put the needle in, and you shoot the whatever, the medicine, between the skin and the, you know, muscle. So I knew how to do that, and but I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I went over to Disney today, went to LA Studio to do ADR for 7D. Got in the car, came home, stopped off, got mail, deposited some checks, mailed some fucking bills, all kinds of shit. It's like all of a sudden I'm doing all this, you know. I've never had to do all of this, and I can't believe. No, it's fine. All right, so what am I doing, man? Made it home, made it over to Petco, got some fucking good food, not that shitty-ass fucking Tasty Treasure shit that Poncho likes, and the other little cat, Thunder, she's digging it now. It's garbage because it's got cheese. It's got too much fucking carbohydrates in it, and cats need to eat protein. I remember when I worked for Dr. Job, you know. I remember going back to Dr. Job. No, I did. I went to work for Dr. Job, and maybe I'd have Jim Sadler talking about
what Poncho needs, right?
Let me see here. When I worked for Dr. Job, who's a good character to have on to talk about Roberto Duran?
That's a good question, because, well, I don't know, that's a good question, you know. That's a very good question, you know. A lot of people, they don't think about it, you know. Well, a lot of people don't think about it, you know, but I think my feeling was that the Roberto Duran is one of the best fighters that I think anybody's seen. Yeah, he was a punk and a slob. Yeah, he was a punk and a slob. Well, I don't know, you know, he's a...
Abner Curtis, that's this fighter.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you. Well, Roberto Duran was one of these fighters who was very tough.
I don't know if I should have a guy.
He was a very tough fighter. And you
know this guy, Duran, right?
Yeah, I know Roberto Duran.
And I'm with Abner. I'm having dinner here with Abner Curtis at Ted's of Beverly Hills this evening, Phil. Hey! And you knew Roberto Duran quite intimately.
I don't know intimately, but...
I don't mean you were going out on a date with him.
Yeah.
I mean you were, you know, but you sat and sat next to him and looked into his eyes and...
No, I don't do that. What do you mean?
I don't mean...
So I got home, and then I went... Picked up the mail, got the mail, get over to the fucking pharmacy, pick up the insulin, and head on home with it, put it in the refrigerator. And you can't inject Poncho with any of this insulin until he's eaten. And I noticed he was kind of laying around, man. When I got home, generally, your pets, whether they're dogs or cats, unless they're really, you know, just cats are very recalcitrant and dogs, I don't know. But anyway, this cat... Poncho and the other one, Thunder, they always come and meet you. You know, they're always walking over to see you and say hi to you and all this good shit. And Poncho's generally like that. He'll come out of the bedroom, wherever the hell it was he was sleeping, and he'll come over to say hello to you. But he didn't, you know, and I thought, okay, what's up with him? So I went in, he was sleeping on the bed, and I'm like, Punch, are you okay, man? He's just kind of, he looked tired, man. He looked beat down. Now, this morning, he was good. This morning, he's, you know, bugging me. He's a funny cat. He will take his paw and tap you on the shoulder, on the hand, if you're ignoring him. If he wants to be petted or he wants you to wake up, he will hit you with his hand. And it's like, what the fuck, man? I'm asleep here, dude. This guy's up at 5 a.m. just like, come on. Fuck. And if he really wants to wake you up, he'll jump over your fucking head to wake you up. Just jump right over your head. His whole point is, get up. Sometimes he's not hungry. Sometimes he just wants your ass up. And those are the times when you got to just, we lock him out of the bedroom, man. Just get out of here, you and the little one, to kick Thunder's ass out of there, too. And you guys just have to wait for us. But I got to figure out what it is. So I'll feed him. Oh, he was hungry. Okay. And he's hungry all the time. He likes that shit. We don't feed him the shit anymore. That Temptations. I don't know if you guys have cats. Fuck that, man. That shit's bad for him. All right, what am I doing, man? I'm going to do a big long, and then I'm going to edit it. Commercial for Blue Apron. All the king's horses.